Today I'm speaking with Manlio Allegra, Chief Executive Officer of Polaris Wireless, who will be speaking at the IWCE session, Location-Based Systems and Enterprise and Critical Infrastructure, on March 18th at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Can you first provide our readers with a brief overview of what we'll be talking about at the session?
Yes, the session is going to be about how location information can improve productivity and security in the enterprise and public safety markets. That's the central topic. In addition, I will introduce wireless location signature to the audience. This is a high-accuracy, software-based location technology which is currently deployed in the United States for E911. About 20 deployments in the U.S. This technology is quite interesting because it delivers a very high accuracy, sub 50 meters, without requiring any changes in the phone like GPS or any hardware overlay in the network like triangulation. That would be an important topic, and also a hybrid solution between this technology and AGPS.
You mentioned also that you'll be talking about presence and location information and how it can be used to optimize mobile communications by conveying important information about employees. What do you mean by this?
This is quite an important market, and it's been going on in the United States for several years, and it's all about productivity improvements in the management of a field force. At the very high level, knowing where your employees or assets, for that matter, are in the field assures tighter coordination of the work performed in the field, avoids bottlenecks, and guarantees effective communication between the enterprise and its customers. The size of this market is about $2 billion, and we'll discuss that, and how it has evolved over time, and is currently growing more than 20% a year. So this is increased efficiency in performing a job in the field, and of course a high customer satisfaction, which of course are important metrics in today's economy.
How does these technologies we're talking about help those in the public sector, specifically firefighters, police, and EMS?
This is a little bit different at a market size and billions of dollars we're discussing before. For public safety, location information, highly accurate location information, is critical in directing first responders to the right place where the help is needed, like in a 911 call. So the first responder will not have to search in a very large area for the caller, but it will direct it to the caller with the location technology. So this is a very important use of location technologies. The E911 mandate has been in implementation since 2001 and covers more than 80% of the country right now. So this is a market that we know very well, and we'll discuss all the ramifications of this market. This is crucial in our opinion. So it's about saving human lives.
Great. Can you provide us with just a sneak peek into the case study you're going to be discussing at the session?
I will discuss the use of location technology for a slightly different application. This is not an enterprise, it's more a consumer application, which is the Child Finder. This is still a newly born market, but it's growing, and we believe that we'll reach about $3 billion in the United States over the years, and this is allowing family to track the kids and to track also the other members of the family in need. And then very recent application, and this is a different market, of accurate location for the law enforcement and intelligence community. This application revolves around tracking terrorists and tracking non-criminals, and this is again to prevent the next move and to provide extremely valuable information to the agencies.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure.
That completes our podcast. This is Mary Rose Roberts. Thank you for listening.